From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. All 12 boys and their coach have been pulled out of a flooded cave in northern Thailand, where they had been trapped for more than 2 weeks. The rescue on Tuesday was the third consecutive day of efforts to get the boys and their coach out of the cave. They've been there since June 23rd. 4 boys were rescued Sunday, another 4 guided to safety on Monday. 2 of the 12 boys have lung infections, but officials say all of them are generally healthy and in good spirits. Amid already strained relations with old allies, President Trump has kicked off a European swing today. He's arrived in Brussels. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Last month, the president ripped G7 allies in Canada. Leading up to this swing through Europe, he's criticized NATO alliance partners for not spending enough on defense, singling out Germany.
Protection we get by protecting you.
Cutting to the core of the alliance's collective defense mission. Security expert James Goldgeier says it's left the allies wondering if the U.S. is actually a partner.
This is a threat to their peace and security if the United States is talking negatively about the most important alliance really in the world.
The president will visit Brussels, England, and Scotland before the grand finale, next week's summit in Finland with Vladimir Putin. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Catholic bishops in the Philippines have called for prayers and fasting after President Rodrigo Duterte called God stupid and questioned his existence. The Association of Bishops have asked people in Asia's largest Catholic country to observe a day of prayers on July 16th. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May has met with senior lawmakers as she tries to restore government unity following 2 key resignations. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The meeting came after Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson and Brexit Secretary David Davis quit, saying May's plans for future relations with the European Union don't live up to their idea of Brexit. Pro-Brexit lawmakers say the Prime Minister's ideas for free trade and regulatory alignment with the bloc will stop Britain forging an independent economic course. May's government is split between Brexiters and a group that want to stay closer to the EU, Britain's biggest trading partner. May has replaced Johnson with loyal former Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt and given Davis's job to ambitious Minister Dominic Raab in a bid to shore up her authority. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A suspected suicide bombing at an election rally Tuesday night in northwestern Pakistan killed at least 14 people, including a provincial assembly candidate whose father had also been killed by a suicide bomber. The bomb went off in central Peshawar, the capital of the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing, which comes 2 weeks before Pakistan is to hold national and provincial assembly elections. At least 10 people were killed, 4 wounded Tuesday, in a suicide bombing attack in eastern Afghanistan. The bomber detonated explosives strapped to his body at a security checkpost in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, next to the border with Pakistan. A nearly 500-year-old letter written by the reformer Martin Luther could sell for at least $300,000 at auction this week.
Martin Luther is considered one of the most important figures in the history of religion, with his thesis triggering the Protestant Reformation. In the nearly 500-year-old letter being sold by RR Auction, Luther refers to Jews as devils incarnate. But scholars caution against comparing anti-Semitism in the 16th century, when Luther became frustrated that Jews would not convert to his version of Christianity, with anti-Semitism in the 21st century. I'm Julie Walker.
Liu Xia, the widow of Chinese dissident and Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo, has left China after 8 years under strict house arrest. China's foreign ministry said Tuesday that she left Beijing for Germany to seek medical treatment. She arrived in Germany on Tuesday. She'd been under house arrest since 2010 when her husband was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.